Hi guys! We have proudly teamed up in this episode with an awesome magazine for kids called Storytime. Sounds a bit like us, right? Well, we have so much in common with them. They tell stories exactly the way we like them. Each month, they release an issue of their magazine that is packed with fairy tales, new and classic stories, awesome animals, inspirational children, myths, legends, puzzles, games, and much, much more. And you should see the illustrations. They are amazing. They have no adverts, no plastic toys, just brilliant content for us kids. You can subscribe to have it delivered to your door every month. They deliver to every country in the world. And you can subscribe to their digital edition so that you can read on your computer or mobile device. Just go to storytimehub.com/kids. Or you can do what we did and get the unlimited subscription. This includes over 500 stories as well as a new online magazine every month. Wow! And then we have a special Patreon offer for you in which you can get a year's subscription to the digital and physical version of Storytime magazine and access to every episode of BKFK, all ad-free and including special and archived episodes, a shout-out, colouring in pages, and more. Just go to patreon.com and search for By Kids For Kids Storytime. And for all our BKFK listeners, Storytime are giving us an awesome 20% discount. Just go to storytimehub.com/kids or look for the link on our website. Today's episode comes from their latest issue. It was a tough choice because there are 8 great stories to choose from in that issue. We almost chose the story of Beowulf because it is just the kind of monsters we like. But then there is the story about protecting the environment, which you should know by now is very important to us. And it's about a kraken, another cool monster. Whatever kind of stories you might like, you'll find it in Storytime magazine. Before we tell you which story we chose to perform, let's find out a bit about the kids from around the world performing on this episode.
Hi, my name is Bella. I live in Wheaton, Illinois, and I love cats.
My name is Isaiah. I'm from California, and I like my baby brother, eggs, and Legos.
I'm Wesley. I'm from Taiwan, and I love football.
Hi, my name is Angad. I'm from California. I'm 5 years old, and I really like to learn about space.
Here is a joke. What did the big flower say to the little flower?
Hi, buddy.
Hi, my name is Mia from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I really like bunnies.
Thanks, guys. Welcome to the team. And now, the episode for this week from Storytime magazine is called The Wasps and the Bees. Throughout the woods, all the insects were gossiping about the honeycomb that had been found in an old tree. It was filled with delicious golden honey, and many creatures wanted to claim it for themselves. The bees said that the honeycomb was their property, but the wasps disagreed.
We are quite certain that the honey is ours.
One of them buzzed.
I almost certainly remember making it.
Now the bees and the wasps argued for a long time and became angry at each other. Their argument might have led to fighting and stinging, but a wise hornet stepped in.
We do not need to fight over honey,
he said.
Both sides should present their case in court, and I will be the judge.
The wasps and the bees agreed, because they trusted the hornet and they knew that he was both wise and fair. The next day, all the insects and creepy crawlies in the forest gathered in a clearing to see the case be tried. The hornet watched over them all from his place high up on a toadstool. He wore a big white wig that made him look very important. First, the bees brought a snail as a witness. The slimy little fellow blinked his stalked eyes and said,
"Last year, I remember seeing some flying insects buzzing around the tree. I cannot see well, but I am sure that they were black and yellow."
"Aha!"
said the bee lawyer.
"We bees are colored black and yellow, so the honey must be ours."
"Objection!"
buzzed the wasp lawyer.
"We are also black and yellow, so that proves nothing."
The next witness was a ladybird.
"I saw many insects buzzing around that tree,"
she said.
"They definitely had stingers."
"That is all the proof you need,"
said the wasp confidently.
"We wasps are famous for our stingers."
"Not so,"
replied the bee lawyer.
"We bees also have stingers, which are just as impressive as yours."
After hearing all the evidence, the hornet judge was not sure what to say. It seemed that the honey could belong to the bees or the wasps. However, there was a buzz as the elderly queen bee entered the court. She walked slowly towards the hornet's toadstool and said,
"Your Honor, I know how we can prove who the honey belongs to."
"Oh, yes?"
said the hornet, twitching his antenna.
"What do you suggest?"
"Simple,"
said the queen.
"Let the bees and the wasps each build a honeycomb. Then we can see whose honeycomb looks like the one in the tree."
The bees were proud of their honeycomb-building skills and buzzed with excitement.
"Yes, we will make the biggest and waxiest honeycomb you have ever seen."
The wasps, however, were less keen. They built nests of paper, but making a honeycomb was quite beyond them. They didn't say anything. The hornet declared,
"Wasps, if you can't make a honeycomb, then this honeycomb must have been built by the bees. After all, a person's ability is proved by what they can do."
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.